1-800-776-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday, just after 9:20 in the morning. Earlier, I just talked with Natalie Pennington with Relevate. If you missed out, want to hear more on it, you can go to our website, newsradiokman.com, go to the On Demand tab, and you can listen back when we get that posted. Definitely by noon, we'll have it posted. I am now here with Tara Clausen, the area manager with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Tara, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
We talked a little bit during the break about what's going on with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and you just couldn't stop talking about the excitement.
Absolutely. With Big Brothers, Big Sisters, our focus is finding adult mentors in the community who can make a difference for the children facing some adversity in our communities, giving them some other opportunities, raising aspirations, just exposure to the great community that we have. And the team that's in place is approaching their one-year anniversaries, all of us. So it's been an exciting year this year, and we've made some great strides for the children who've been waiting for that mentor and looking for more families in the community that we can serve and more volunteers who'd like to make an impact.
We were talking over break about some of those numbers and statistics, and quite a difference this year's numbers and matches compared to last year.
Absolutely. Almost doubled, I guess, the children served from the previous year. And our total number of matches so far is just over 80 for this year, which is really almost record-breaking throughout the state. Really proud of the team that we have in place and the investment that we have for the children in the community. But the previous year, I think the new matches were just under 20. And so we've more than doubled that impact in the community. And really some new outreach with USD 383. We have site-based matches in almost all of the elementary schools. We hope to make it 100% in our elementary schools this year. So just lots of new happenings.
Would you say that's been the big difference this year, is just more of those partnerships helping with matches?
Partnerships really make a big difference for us. And I think all of the staff we're all Manhattanites, so there's a true vested interest in making a difference for our community. But I think it's just the excitement and the passion to know that there are children in the community that would value from having their own mentor and just nose to the grindstone making it happen.
Brady Bowman with Tara Clausen, the area manager with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Any questions, comments, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And later in the hour, we'll also have Lori Harrison, Riley County Emergency Management Coordinator. We're going to talk a little bit about Harvey to close out the hour. But again, right now with Tara Clausen, and you talk about those impacts with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, about kids just needing someone. Is that really what it boils down to? Is
absolutely
just needing somebody to,
you know,
be there?
Regardless of your age, you can all learn from and grow from experiences from those you're exposed to. And we can all use that advocate in our corner at any point in our lives. So what we're looking for is volunteers in the community who will commit a minimum of 1 year. We hope it's a lifetime, but a minimum 1 year to that child, and give them some experiences and exposures and maybe that open ear to listen that isn't maybe going to be a parent who reaches the quick emotion to a situation and can sit back and listen and provide some guidance on how to be the best student you can be, how to be the best friend you can be, how to be the best person you can be. And honestly, with the university in town, exposure to campus and realizing how important school is and what you can achieve with the technical colleges we have here and community outreach, there's so much potential to maybe change your life path. And so those exposures are so important early on.
If somebody's listening right now and thinking that, this is something I've been thinking about doing, I'm interested in being a Big Brother or a Big Sister, what's the best ways for them to go further in that?
Absolutely. I'll let you know that we currently have about 78 children on our wait list. 54 are ready to be matched, so they're just waiting for that volunteer who will be a perfect fit for them. 36 of them are male and 18 are female. So if anyone's interested in being a mentor, they can reach out on our kansasbigs.org website, or they can call our local office, 785-776-9575.
And what type of schedule should they expect? If you're a big brother, big sister, when it comes at how much time to spend with these kids?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. We ask our volunteers to, again, commit a minimum of 1 year, but every other week for a couple hours. It's as easy as taking them to maybe the Discovery Center, the zoo, the park to throw the ball around, or even sometimes just simple enough to run a grocery errand with you. So just incorporating them into your everyday world. So no more than a couple hours every other week, or just when it feels appropriate to reach out and invite them to tag along with whatever you happen to be doing. So we have a couple different forms of matches. We have individuals to the child. We do married couples to a child, or a family match to a child. So there's lots of different ways to get involved, especially if you are a family in the community. There's ways to incorporate them into that relationship and allow it to grow.
Couple hours every other week. That's not asking too much.
Not too much, and the impact is just immeasurable. My family itself is a family match, so my husband and myself, and we have 4 children, and so we are a family match for a little in our community, a single mom, only child in the family. And so what we do is give him the sense of family, what it's like to have siblings, what it's like to interact and engage when we're in a larger group than he finds himself in. And it's a feel good. I can't even describe the feelings and the excitement when we get together.
Now, these kids that are needing somebody, needing a big brother or a big sister, what's usually the makeup and situation that most of these kids are in?
Absolutely. Most of them have, probably 80 to 90% of our children have some kind of economic deprivation. I would say about the same percentage, 85%, are from single parent families. So in some cases, great parents, great parenting, but you're working 2 jobs to just make ends meet, and you just need that one extra person who can maybe attend a school function when you can't by default, or take them to the park to do something. So.
And we have a call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Hi, Tara. I have a question for you. I wanted to know, I understand you're looking for mentors, amazing mentors. I want to know, are we soldiers allowed to also participate? Do you guys ever reach out to soldiers as mentors?
Absolutely. Ooh. Any volunteer, our only requirement for a volunteer, of course, is to pass a background check. Safety is always number one priority for our children, but you must be a high school graduate, at least 18 years old, and be able to commit that minimum of 1 year. Other than that, there's no true criteria for becoming a volunteer other than somebody who wants to make the difference in the life of a child.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tara.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for the call as well. And again, that number is 785-537-1350. It's the number to call. Here with Tara Clausen, the area manager with Big Brothers Big Sisters. And we just got just a couple more minutes before we get Lori Harrison in here, Tara. But when you're looking at the situation these kids are in, you mentioned economic issues with their parents, and their parents working 2, maybe sometimes 3 jobs.
Absolutely.
You never know. Is that something that I feel like people are really missing when you're really looking at the problem of poverty? And in most of the cases, it is that situation where you got people working 2 or 3 jobs. It's not that they're not working.
Right. It's not that they're not working. And what we can do as mentors and members of our own community is allow that child to see a different side of life. You know, what it's like to go to the grocery store and maybe not have to tie yourself to what happens to be on your set criteria for what you can spend, or an opportunity to attend a K-State football game that for some of our families that expense is just out of reach, or going to the zoo or the Discovery Center and the experiences and the exposures to our own history and resources that are in our Manhattan area and the Flint Hills. if you never know what trigger might make a difference for that child to have that light bulb come on and say, hey, you know, I can do that. I have an interest in that, which then raises their aspirations to say, I'm going to be a good student. I'm going to do the very best I can because I want to join the workforce and make this difference. And ultimately, you as a mentor, hopefully, make our community stronger, because then we have more individuals in the workforce and we have higher expectations and we're contributing more to the community and society as a whole.
You know, another aspect for those parents who are working those jobs and just are not able to give that sort of time to their kids, when you look at childcare costs, that's another issue of a struggle some of these parents are facing. Is
right.
This is another opportunity for people to help take care.
Right. You know, very clear, I will say for our volunteers, we are not asking them to be a daycare provider. We're not asking them to supplement income or to go spend a lot of their own individual resources. It's more the experiences that you can provide to the children. We've taken our little to an American Legion baseball game this summer. You know, so there was no true expense to us, but if he's got any love of sport or he was able to see the older kids, it's important to listen to your coach. It's important. And sometimes you have to sit, but there's value to the team to do that. So those life skills and those life lessons that you provide just make us all stronger.
Plus, it probably helps get you out and checking out these places that maybe you normally wouldn't, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. My children are a little bit older, and our little is a 7. So for me, it's a reminder of those fun times when we had a little person in our family. And for our family as a whole, you're reminded of the good fortunes that you do have, and it reminds you how to be a good leader and to set a good example when you have that little person around you.
Plus, you mentioned some of those activities you can do that don't cost anything, but there's a lot of great nature around this area, a lot of great trails.
There is. There's so much you can do that doesn't provide any additional expense to you. I will say that we have some great partnerships in the community where when somebody does become a volunteer, we give them a little card, and sometimes there's discounts at different places throughout the community. So our support throughout the community is just incredible. But, yeah, think outside of the box. How can you do something that allows them to see that you can put that phone away, you can put that computer game away, and you can just go out and have a good time, and it doesn't take any resources at all.
All right, before we go and bring Lori and Tara one more time, if people are wanting to get involved, how do they get involved?
Absolutely. Our local number is 785-776-9575. We're located at 519 Pierre, or you can check us out on our website, kansasbigs.org.
Very good. Tara Clausen with Big Brothers Big Sisters. When we come back on In Focus, we'll talk with Lori Harrison, Riley County Emergency Management Coordinator.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit snwgallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.